Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, July 8th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1266. Biden told congressional Democrats that he was committed to running this race to the end and said that it's time to end the pressure on him to drop out. Following mounting concern over his poor debate performance, Biden wrote in a two-page letter that the question of how to move forward has been well aired for over a week now, and it's time for it to end, adding that as a party, we have one job, and that is to beat Donald Trump. He continued, saying that he's had extensive conversations with party leadership, members, and voters over the past 10 days, saying any weakening of resolve or lack of clarity about the task ahead only helps Trump and hurts us. It's time to come together, move forward as a unified party, and defeat Donald Trump. Biden also made an unscheduled call-in appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe and dared Democratic elites who have called for him to drop out of the race to challenge him at next month's Democratic convention in Chicago. "I'm getting frustrated by the elites in the party," Biden said. "If any of these guys don't think I should run, run against me. Announce for president. I am not going anywhere." And later in the day, he told donors that he's done talking about the debate, adding, "We need to move forward. Look, we have roughly 40 days till the convention, 120 days till the election. We can't waste any more time being distracted." Meanwhile, less than 24 hours earlier, four senior Democrats said on a private call with House party leadership that Biden should step aside. Meanwhile, an expert on Parkinson's disease visited the White House 8 times between last July and March of this year, according to public visitor logs. Dr. Kevin Kennard also met with Biden's physician at least once. It's unclear why Dr. Kennard was at the White House, and any more recent visits, if any, will not be released until later under the White House's voluntary disclosure policy. The White House said Biden had met with a neurologist 3 times during his time in office, once during each of his annual physicals, and that examination has found no sign of Parkinson's and he is not being treated for it. The White House, however, refused to say if Dr. Kennard ever treated Biden or consulted on his care, citing privacy concerns. At the same time, House Republicans on the Oversight Committee demanded that Biden's personal physician appear behind closed doors for a transcribed interview. In his February report, Dr. Kevin O'Connor said Biden took an extremely detailed neurological exam and that there were no findings which would be consistent with any cerebellar or other central neurological disorder. Still, House Republicans questioned if O'Connor is in a position to provide accurate and independent reviews of the president's fitness to serve. Moving on, Judge Eileen Cannon granted convicted felon Donald Trump's request to delay some of the deadlines in his Mar-a-Lago classified documents case following the Supreme Court's presidential immunity ruling, which said that Trump has immunity from prosecution for some conduct as president. On Friday, Trump asked the judge to pause court proceedings and consider how the Supreme Court's ruling affects the case, saying the decision guts the special counsel's position that President Trump has no immunity and further demonstrates the politically motivated nature of their contention that the motion is frivolous. As a result, the judge paused the deadlines to Trump's classified documents case to allow for further briefing. There is still no trial date set in the case. And finally, June was the warmest month on record worldwide, with the global average surface temperature of 0.67 degrees Celsius or 1.2 degrees Fahrenheit above the 1991 to 2020 average. June was the 13th consecutive month marked as the warmest on record for that particular month, and it marked the 12th straight month where global temperatures were 1.5 degrees Celsius or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit higher than pre-industrial levels. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.